says in John chapter 7, verse 37, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not been given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Do we have thirsts? Do we have hungers? Do we have desires as human beings? We have longings. Jesus says, "Come to me." Jesus says, if you have longings, if you have desires, if you have yearnings and hungerings in your heart, I'm the one to come to. He stands up in the temple on a feast day in public and he shouts out to the crowds, "If you're thirsty, I'm it. Come to me and have your deepest longings satisfied. Have the deepest hungers of your soul, the deepest yearnings, have those met in me, in Jesus. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." To find enjoyment, to find true pleasure in the presence of our Lord Jesus, that's what he came to offer. He says, I came that you might have life. The thief, he comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. He's a deceiver. He lies. He offers pleasure, but it's a counterfeit. Your mouth ends up full of gravel. Jesus says, "I came to give you life and life abundantly, real, genuine, true, lasting joy." So we come to his table. He gave of himself. He sacrificed himself for us. He laid down his life in our place so that we could have life. We come to his table to eat and drink, to benefit from the things that he purchased for us. We have bread that represents Jesus' body broken for us. He says, "Take, eat. Do this in remembrance of me." We have juice that represents his blood poured out as the price our sins demand. The wages of sin is death. And he paid with his own blood for us. So we come to his table and just receive his benefits. We come to just enjoy him, to enjoy a relationship with him. We call it communion because we are communing with the living God. We enjoy his presence with us. I'm going to invite the deacons to come and we'll give thanks for the bread and the juice and we'll serve you. If you're a believer in Jesus, you are invited to remember him with us. If you've put your trust only and completely in what Jesus did for you, you're invited to remember with us what he did for us. Let's give him thanks. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending your own son to be our sacrifice. Jesus, thank you for offering yourself as the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Thank you for offering us true joy, true satisfaction, true life that can only be found in a relationship with you, in communion with the living God. So God, this morning as we remember, Jesus, what you did for us, I pray that you would give us a taste of that sweet fellowship with you. Enable us to enjoy you this morning as we worship you together. Thank you for this bread and this juice that points us back to who you are and why you came. We love you and we say thank you. Lord Jesus, what a treasure it is to be in your presence, to enjoy your favor, you smiling on us because our sins are gone and you delight in us. You take pleasure in a relationship with us. Thank you for giving us the Spirit to make us new inside. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink and live.